This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Bethel's first local sled dog race of the season has been postponed. The Kuskokwim 300 season opener that was originally scheduled for this weekend has been pushed back a week to next Saturday, December 14th. The reason for the delay is the same reason the race has been postponed for the past 2 years: winter's late start causing poor trail conditions. K300 race manager Paul Basil says mushers have reported little time to train this season, and the K300 board wants to avoid the danger of mushers snow machining into Bethel on rough trails pulling heavy sleds of dog teams. Also, the weather forecast does not look favorable to mushing, though that did not factor into the decision to postpone. This weekend is expected to bring rain and temperatures above freezing. The 30-mile season opener, rescheduled for next Saturday, December 14th, is planned to start at 11 a.m. And there's big money to be made. 2 race cancellations last season means more money for purses this season, with purses totaling $27,500 per local race. And in city news, the marijuana store Cusco Kush may not be dead yet. The City of Bethel's proposed property sale to the marijuana store will go back on the agenda for the next regular council meeting. KYUK's Greg Kim has more.
This past Tuesday, Bethel City Council had a meeting where they expected to vote on the land sale to Cusco Kush. After an hour and a half executive session, members ended up not voting because nobody made the motion to take a vote. CC Franco was one of several council members who thought a no vote would carry over the agenda item to the next council meeting.
I had received a lot of information during executive session from our attorney and was still processing that information.
Aside from wanting more time to think it over, Franco said she expected some amendments to be made to the ordinance. She did not know that a no vote would result in a dead ordinance. Councilmember Haley Hansen was similarly confused, and she requested after the meeting to add the sale back to the next meeting's agenda. City Clerk Lori Strickler is taking the blame for not clearly explaining meeting procedure to new council members. She said the procedural error makes it possible to attempt to vote again without having to reintroduce the sale. For other council members like Mark Springer, their inaction regarding the sale was intentional.
If I was going to make the motion, I would have made the motion.
But that's as much as he'll say. With the possibility of a lawsuit for as much as $16 million, Springer says it's best for the city if he keeps his mouth shut. The city council will have another opportunity to vote on the property sale to Cusco Kush at the next council meeting on December 10th. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
And Bethel will soon be the proud hometown of another D1 college athlete. Bethel Regional High School senior Hayden Lieb signed an athletic scholarship to wrestle at the University of Wyoming. It's another notch on the belt of an impressive career that includes 5 All-American honors and 3 state titles. KYUK's Greg Kim met up with the athlete to talk about how he got here and what's next.
Inside the BRHS gym, senior Hayden Lieb looked up from the national letter of intent he just signed to wrestle D1 at the University of Wyoming. He saw his family, friends, neighbors all watching him as they have for years.
It was pretty nerve-wracking for the most part. I never thought I'd make it that far.
He says until last year, he always second-guessed himself. Living in Bethel, he just didn't know how he stacked up against competition in the lower 48.
Those guys down there get to wrestle the top-tier guys every single weekend. They're getting better so much faster, and I have to fly down.
He says without access to elite competition, he's relied on a fierce competitive drive that comes from within.
Being from Alaska, you have to push yourself when there's no one around and when no one's there to watch you.
Hayden says the isolation of Bethel can be a disadvantage. On the other hand, he says he has a secret weapon wrestlers down south don't have: his whole community behind him.
Whatever you do, they're there to support you, and I just love that about Bethel, and you won't get that anywhere else.
In his high school career, Hayden's taken home All-American honors and a state title every year, so he has a lot of good memories. But he says his favorite is from his freshman year. In the state finals, he was down 2-1 going into the third.
I hit this move where I put the guy on his back, and I ended up getting the fall. And I just remember looking up, and I saw my dad first thing, and that one kind of stuck with me. Every single tournament, my dad's there with me, and just something I'm going to miss going to college.
Darren Lieb says he's doubly proud of Hayden signing. As a dad and as a head coach.
One of my guys, of course, one of my wrestlers, you know, I want to be proud of. But to have your own son sign something that big was pretty awesome.
Once he gets to Wyoming, Hayden plans to study educational science and double major in biology and chemistry.
I would like to teach high school science after I graduate college.
Would Bethel be in the picture for that? Darren says he's not going to pressure Hayden to come home to teach with him, but he can dream.
Ideally, you'd think you'd want your kids to kind of follow in your footsteps.
Asked where he'll go after college, Hayden says he doesn't know. After all, he's only 17. But giving his dad some hope, he's not ruling out his hometown.
Definitely in the cards.
For now, he's excited to start a new wrestling career in Wyoming. Hopefully one that's as dominant as the one he built with the help of his dad, family, and community here at home. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has finalized new rules that would ultimately reduce the number of Alaskans receiving assistance through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, the federal program formerly known as food stamps. The Wednesday announcement could place new work requirements on recipients who'd previously been exempt. Kara Durr, Director of Public Engagement at the Food Bank of Alaska, says it's one of several recent changes that could reduce food assistance to Alaskans in need. Those affected by the changes could include Alaskans living in areas where there aren't enough jobs, as well as Alaskans experiencing homelessness, mental illness, substance abuse disorders, and more.
You know, it's not people that are just job ready, just choosing to sit on their couches. So it's a really complex population to serve. And, you know, certainly taking food assistance away from somebody that, you know, is unable to work or is trying to work but just can't connect with a job, I mean, that's not going to leave anybody better off.
The recent rule changes concerns people designated able-bodied adults without dependents. For those recipients, food assistance through SNAP is generally capped at 3 months within a 3-year period unless they meet certain work requirements. But states with high employment rates or lack of jobs could apply for waivers to those time limits. The new rule revises the conditions under which states can receive those waivers. Officials with the State Division of Public Assistance were not available for an interview about the latest changes. It's still too early to know exactly how many Alaskans will lose benefits because of the latest change. Durr says they'll learn more in the months ahead, but food bank outreach workers are already fielding questions from confused SNAP recipients around the state. Durr says the bottom line is this: cuts to the federal food program have a ripple effect throughout Alaskan communities.
We look at just it's an important resource for our clients, and if there are cuts to that or, you know, changes to benefit levels, things like that, you know, we're going to ultimately see those clients because they're going to have to turn somewhere else to get their food.
More than 84,000 Alaskans receive SNAP benefits. This is KYUK News. Thanks for listening. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Send your tips and comments to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for Yukden News coming up.